Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The first reading is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 through 23. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, a fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the firmament of the heavens." So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. The second reading is from Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 through 33. Wisdom cries aloud in the street, in the markets she raises her voice, on the top of the walls she cries out, at the entrance of the city gates she speaks. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing, and fools hate knowledge? Give heed to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called and you refused to listen, have stretched out my hand and no one has heeded, and you have ignored all my counsel and would have none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when panic strikes you, when panic strikes you like a storm, and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, would have none of my counsel and despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their way and be sated with their own devices. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacence of fools destroys them. But he who listens to me will dwell secure and be at ease without dread of evil. On this day, the 15th of March, we commemorate Agapios the Martyr and his companions. The holy martyrs contested for piety's sake during the reign of Diocletian, when Urban was governor of Caesarea of Palestine. When Urban had commanded that, together with a heathen festival, certain condemned Christians be publicly cast to wild beasts, Timolaus, a native of Pontus, Dionysius of Tripolis in Phoenicia, Romulus of Diospolis, Plesius or Paisius, and Alexander from Egypt, and another Alexander from Gaza, tied their own hands and presented themselves to Urban when the exhibition was about to begin, professing their faith in Christ. They were immediately cast into prison. A few days later, Agapios and Dionysius also presented themselves, and all were beheaded together at Caesarea. Their martyrdom is recorded by Eusebius. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone, by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.